Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gayle DeLauder. After the shooting death of Lorenzo Salgado Araujo by ICE agents, Harris County DA Sean Teer is entering the second week of his independent investigation. He gave an update to News 88.7 Shelby Rose.
Teer says he's surprised at how much information his office is getting from the federal government, but they haven't released the identity of the ICE agent who shot and killed Lorenzo Salgado Araujo.
I feel very confident we're going to be able to find his identity, regardless of the cooperation we get.
And Teer says if the three witnesses to the shooting are deported.
To suggest that I'm not going down there to interview them if they get sent back to Mexico would be ludicrous. We will be there to interview them wherever we need to go.
But Teer feels confident he can still bring criminal charges if necessary, and his relationship with the Texas Rangers will help since the agency is privy to all information the feds have. Shelby Rose, News 88.7.
Two people are now confirmed dead after devastating floods in the Texas Hill Country. KERA's Dylan Duke says a Kerrville man was killed when floodwaters swept away his home.
Mark Stewart's home was overtaken by floodwaters early Thursday while he was inside. His wife, Jeannie Stewart, was in Dallas during the floods and announced her husband's death on social media. Stewart graduated from Austin's Westlake High School in 1979. In a Facebook post, the school said the community had, quote, lost a legend. Officials confirmed two people have died in the floods.
A Florida woman has been sentenced to 3 years in prison for putting together a fake GoFundMe account after last year's Camp Mystic flood. Prosecutors say she posed as a family member of one of the victims. 29-year-old Maitland White was charged with two counts of online impersonation. Court records show she took a plea deal. Cloudy skies expected this evening. Slight chance of rain. Overnight low near 78 degrees. For tomorrow, partly sunny skies. We're